Life of Ben. Glad to have you here again with us for episode 3 of A Day in My Life here in Yellow Springs, and the goings-ons and comings-ins and goings-outs and all-abouts of my family and myself. If you were here with us last time, you heard me say that my entire family was driving me crazy. Well, I need to subtract one person from there, and I'll give an apology out there to Jacob, because I was sitting out there today putting leaves in bags and toting them away and carting them around, and without twisting the arm too much, at least, he came out and gave me a hand raking the leaves and getting the leaves put away, and I appreciated that. And he's out of the doghouse and on the good side, so thank you for helping with that, Jacob. It was much appreciated. Anyone who spent that much time in my house knows that the big news of the day is going to be the Michigan State Spartans opening the season in basketball. We're a big Spartan family here, and we enjoyed watching them trounce and pounce and shatter up the Idaho team. Those freshmen are looking good, and it looks like we're going to have a fun basketball season. If you watched them play tonight, you saw a faster-paced game than we've seen from the Spartans in a while. They're up and down the court. They did not rebound the team like we're used to seeing from an Izzo-led squad, but it was exciting. There were three-point shots flying up all over the place, and there were dunks, and there were people scoring I haven't even heard of before, but I'm looking forward to seeing Thornton and these other new guys taking it to them. Without a doubt, the highlight of the game was seeing Uncle Jeff out there on the floor taking care of the injured ref. I hope you've got him back in one piece, Jeff, and he's back in the games before too long. It's not often you see ref go down during the game. You better not try playing Boggle with Rachel anytime soon. She's become quite the Boggle shark. And you better... what? Oh my goodness, what is that? Email that he might show up tonight, but I thought it was just a hoax. Ladies and gentlemen, we have here the President of the United States, George W. Bush himself. He listened to our last broadcast, and he wanted to give his own take on some of the goings-ons in our country here, and he didn't think we were giving the Republicans equal time. So, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome President Bush.
It is a pleasure to be with so many fine community leaders, scholars, family organizations, religious leaders, Republicans, Democrats, Independents. Thank you all for coming. You come from many...
Well, Mr. Bush, I'm flattered. Thank you. You must think highly of our program. I don't think our audience is quite that widespread, but I'm quite flattered. Mr. President, if I may... I assume you're here because of what we said in our program, episode 2, about Proposition 8 in California and how disappointed we were about the passage of that constitutional amendment that took away the rights of loving couples to be married in California. What's your view on that, Mr. President?
Marriage is the most fundamental institution of civilization, and it should not be redefined by activist judges.
Mr. President, I'm sorry. I know you're excited to be here, but take a deep breath and try that again. For a moment there, I thought the Alvin and Chipmunks were here. What were you trying to say?
Marriage is the most fundamental institution of civilization, and it should not be redefined by activist judges.
Mr. President, by activist judges, do you mean people who disagree with you? I'm sure you're familiar with the Constitution written by our founding fathers, and that document provides equal rights for all citizens of the country, whether they be black or white, male or female, gay or straight, doesn't provide equal rights for everyone. And if the courts aren't going to uphold that, who do you trust to protect the rights given to us in the Constitution?
I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Well, at least you're being honest about that, Mr. President. What do you have for us then?
The goals for this country are peace in the world. And the goals for this country are a compassionate American for every single citizen.
Yeah, that almost made sense, Mr. President. Thank you for being so succinct about that. But let me ask you, staying on topic, my family and I, we just want to be a family together. Is that such a problem?
We want to promote families in America. Families is where our nation finds hope, where wings take dreams.
Mr. President, I really feel a connection to you with that statement, because family is where it's at. Hope is what brings our families together and feather. But, Mr. President, if that's how you feel, why put these laws on the books, Mr. President?
Look, I'm going to say it one more time. If I could, maybe I can be more clear. The instructions went out to our people to adhere to law. That ought to comfort you. We're a nation of law. We adhere to laws. We have laws on the books. You might look at those laws, and that might provide comfort for you. And those were the instructions from me to the government.
Okay, I get it. Chill out, President. A law's a law, and if it's a law, we have to abide by it, don't we? Boy.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
I think that about wraps it up.
It was a creed written into the founding documents that declared the destiny of a nation. Yes, we can. It was whispered by slaves and abolitionists as they blazed the trail toward freedom. Yes, we can.
It was sung.
It was sung by immigrants as they struck out on the distant shore of pioneers who pushed westward against the unforgiving wilderness. Yes, we can. It was the call of workers organized, women who reached for the ballots, a president who chose the moon as our new frontier,
and a king who took us to the mountaintop
and pointed the way to the promised land.
We are one people, we are one nation,
and together we will begin the next great chapter in the American story with three words that will ring from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea. Yes, we can. 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 Yes.